Well, I think many of our listeners can relate to your fascination with the Grand Canyon. It's a place that seems to pull people in again and again. When did your love of the canyon ignite, and how did it play out into the form of a lifetime of epic hikes?
Well, hiking started as a family outing with our longtime family friend, and that was in the summer of 1972. I was only about nine, but I was instantly attracted to the canyon. I was never really into sports, organized sports, football or baseball, but when the Grand Canyon came along, it fit me. I even had a high school coach always encourage me to go into football, but I told him it's just not my thing. And he said, well, what do you like to do? And I said, well, I hike the Grand Canyon. And he actually set up a workout program for me. But, you know, the hikes really don't seem epic to me. I'm just a regular guy, you know, and it's just what I do, and I somehow became kind of good at it.
In your book, you use trivia as a way to connect the progression and transition of historical events. What inspired that approach to writing and to organizing the book?
Well, you know, when I set up the book, I really wasn't after trivia in the classic sense of the word, but it was more of history. And I wanted to put the history into bite-sized pieces that would take the reader through the canyon. It was the book I would have wanted when I was a kid. What's really neat to me are the transitions that make the history, you know, like such as Pete Berry, who set up his copper mining operation in the 1890s on Horseshoe Mesa below the Grandview Point. But interestingly, once Berry and his crew got the ore up, hauled up out of the canyon, had to make it by wagon to Flagstaff, and then transported by train all the way to El Paso. It was that operation that such a huge task to accomplish. So the transition would be, you know, groups of miners that were working with Pete Berry, and they realized that they could make more money in the tourism trade that they themselves were germinating than they could with the complications of mining. You know, they eventually built a hotel, and then James Thurber came in from Flagstaff with a stagecoach operation, and others also ran stagecoaches out of Ash Fork.
I must say, Flood, you are aptly named for a man who's spent his life hiking in such an impressive canyon. I'm hoping you might share a little Flood trivia with us, maybe something about Thunder River just off the main stem of the Colorado. I've always been fascinated by it because it's classified as the world's shortest river and the nation's steepest river. What's interesting from a historical trivia perspective about Thunder River?
I guess what's most interesting to me about Thunder River is it meets Tapeats Creek, and Tapeats Creek flows to the river, to Colorado River. So why is it that Thunder River flows to Tapeats Creek? Why isn't Tapeats Creek named Tapeats River? If a river is flowing to a creek, shouldn't the creek change its name? When you go to the Board of Geographic Naming, you know, U.S. Board on Geographic Naming, it's just the way it is. It's like Lee's Ferry, no apostrophe. It's because during map-making sessions, they would omit apostrophes. They just got in the way of making the map. Some say that the apostrophe becomes confused for the foot elevation notation, but that's just hearsay.
Flood, with as many hikes as you've done, and now that you're published, you are part of the Grand Canyon's historical record. What trivia do you hope people will come away with from your time in the canyon?
Well, as a hiker, I really hope I've made little physical impact on the canyon as I've passed through it. And even if a person can't make it to the canyon to see it firsthand, it's good to know that it's there. Places like Toro Weep, 3,000 feet above the river, you know, you can peer out past your elbows and see that river. It's just, if you never make it to those back area locations, it's good to know that it's there. And I think 5 million visitors, and I think it's all about stewardship, not only for us today, but who might be here tomorrow. And I hope to be a good steward of the place.
Flood Heffley, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, Jillian, this is just great. Just thank you so much.
Happy trails. Prayers to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and drink the sunny weather.
Happy trails.